What's going on, everybody? This is your boy John Albatross, and welcome to the John Albatross Show. Oh Christ, I got a new rig for the podcast, and I'm gonna start vlogging soon. I'm not gonna tell you the vlog for that, but yeah, so I got a new rig, and I'm gonna try it out today on our first episode in about a year. Did the Civil Rest on special. Civil Unrest special, I should say. I try not to get it as political on this show, but today we're kind of going to get a little political. It's weird. It's not against any political party, but more or less a group of assholes. It's Q. We're going to talk about QAnon and Q's followers and all that. Because I just watched a special called Q Into the Storm on HBO, which was pretty good. I recommend it. Especially if you got that home box office max. So, before I start today, I told you I got a new rig. Been checking the analytics, and I noticed something. Like, this show is based out of America. 79% of our listeners are from America, and the other 21% are from international. So our biggest one, again, like I said, Sweden. Like, I don't know how to say hello in Swedish, but I'll learn for the next episode. Ireland, they love us in Ireland. They're probably like, oh, this fucking yank. Big fan of OSW Review. It's a wrestling podcast from Ireland. Check them out if you've never heard them. The UK and Germany, too. Like, Sweden and Germany, especially Sweden, like, and Germany. They're Guten Tag, Germany. Welcome, Ireland and the United Kingdom. I'm not learning how to say welcome and hello in friggin' Irish. I'm just not doing it. You speak English over there, too. But, yeah, welcome. Thank you for enjoying. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope you enjoy it. So today we're going to talk about QAnon. Because I watched this thing. And I'll be talking about it too. I think I'm going to, like, we were supposed to have Brian Brewington come on the show. He's in the process of getting a book published, I believe. And he wanted to do it. I'm like, yeah, he had some shit go down in his life, so we're going to try to get it this coming soon. We're supposed to do it about a week ago, but let him take care of his business. It's more important shit to do than podcasting, which is why I haven't been podcasting in a while, just for mental reasons. But let's talk about Q today. So watch this documentary on HBO, Q Into the Storm. And it was good. It wasn't like, oh my god, you gotta watch it. Like, I thought there were parts in it. Like, I'm making a meme of the one dude in it. But the show is, it answered a lot of questions. And I laughed at it. Like, everybody made these Tiger King memes. I'm surprised this show is not full of memes. Because it's up there. Excuse me. And in the show, it talks about the beginnings of how Q kind of got started. So it was this one guy named Fred Brennan, who's got the brittle bone syndrome. I forget what the medical term for it. It's really rare, but he broke a lot of his bones, and he was on the internet all the time. And he was on this site called 4chan, which a lot of people are. If you're listening to this show, you may or you may not have. Like, if you're an internet geek, you know what 4chan is. And their boards are, like, anonymous, but they're heavily, heavily modified and they're admined. So you can't get away with, like, a lot of stuff on there, which is, everybody talks about freedom of speech, but freedom of this is another thing with Kyoto, which we'll get into. Freedom of speech should have its limits, you know, because there's just like when I talk about freedom of speech, everybody, when Alex Jones and all them, like Donald Trump, Twitter finally kicked them off after the fucking, which we're going to get into later, that pissed me off was the insurgents, the seditious, treasonous pricks who stormed the Capitol. Like, say what you want about Democrats and liberals and all that. We protested. There may have been a few riots and all that, but we never stormed the Capitol and tried to murder elected officials. So, yeah, the guy Fred Brennan, he was on 4chan, and he said, hey, you know, I'd like something with a little more, go with the freedom of speech, like, we're going to keep it completely anonymous. And he started something called 8chan, which they basically had everything on there from, like, crazy anime porn, like, just disgusting porn. In good conscience, whenever there was like child porn and stuff on there, they did take it down because they said, hey, it's illegal, we can't do it, and it's, you gotta draw the, even with the, like, oh, the freedom of speech, you gotta draw the line somewhere. So, he started 8chan, and there was a lot of white supremacy, and like, it was horrible, but he didn't really think like too much into it. And there was this guy, he went by the name of Q, and he was an Anon, which is, it just means anonymous. He was on 4chan, and then 4chan kicked him off, and he went over to Fred's 8chan website. And this 8chan started to get a lot of traffic, and Fred was like, ah, dude, you know, I can't really do this anymore. And it was a weird situation. There were these two guys, it's a father and son duo in the Philippines. They're expats, they're American expats, they're living in the Philippines. They said, hey, we'll buy 8chan off you, and we'll just have you be the admin, and you can run it. We'll bankroll it, and we'll do everything. And I'm like, that's weird. What do these guys want with a fucking message board? But they seen Q was on there, so they wanted to buy it. And Q was posting in this board. It was called CBTS, Calm Before the Storm. And the guy who ran it was the South African guy. And he was like, oh, honey, he was telling his wife, he's like, honey, this guy Q's on here again. He's really hot right now, and he's got like all these theories. And you can tell, like I'm not sure what the hell the deal was with Q. Like, maybe it was somebody, because in the White House, he was like close to Trump or whatever, because he said he had Q-level status clearance. And people, if you talk to them, there's no, like, what is Q-level? Like, I've never heard of Q-level. It's like, what pay grade is that you have Q-level clearance? I can't, I'm not even fucking talking right because of the word, the letter Q is going to be said so much in this fucking thing. But Alex Jones started to get on to a, he started to get on there, and, oh, look at Q said, Q's this, Q's that. Like, when Alex Jones is giving you, and Alex Jones is starting to give this guy the Q legs, and so you know it's getting bad. Because you know how I feel about Alex Jones. I already did a thing about Alex Jones years ago, and John Oliver did. And thanks, John Oliver, we got a lot of friggin' listens because of that. Especially in Ireland and Sweden, but fucking some odd reason. We love you guys, though. Maybe I'm going to come out to Ireland, or I'll go to Dublin, because I heard Ireland is like besides Dublin from OSW Review, and the movie Fatal Deviation is like still in the 50s. But maybe they evolved to the 70s. But yeah, so Alex Jones, and now it's starting to grow some legs. If Alex Jones is talking about you, especially the batshit conspiracy theorist stuff, then you know that Q's got to be like, okay. But the way he talked, he made a little, not made sense at all, but he talked, and their whole thing was Trump is the one, he's the chosen one that's going to lead us against the cabal of the Hollywood elites that rape children and eat children for their adrenochrome. Which is, by the way, famously coined from Hunter S. Thompson in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It's not a real thing. It was something where a guy was just so fucked up the whole time. They made up a drug, and that's, you shouldn't have did that adrenochrome, man. As your attorney, I'd advise you to do this. And another thing about Q is fucking adrenochrome. He's obviously a movie buff, because that's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. But one I didn't know was the movie White Squall, because the reference was from White Squall. Their motto is, when we go one, we go all. Which was, and there was a couple quotes from that movie. Out of all the movies, like, I understand, like, it had a nice cast. It was like Jeff Bridges and Chris O'Donnell. But White Squall, this big government, hey, this is the conspiracy that you got to do, which... Right there, like, I'm shocked that all these people followed QAnon because of a Q. Anon, because he's anonymous. It's like Q Anonymous, like Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous. But yeah, QAnon. When Q posted, his big thing was stolen from White Squall, which is, okay, this is weird. Who the hell is that big of a fan of White Squall that they're going to take that tagline? But it's just, he was posting stuff, his grammar was good, his etiquette was like somewhat reasonable, the theory and the wording was completely batshit. But at least he like knew how to speak and he was doing this, and it was like a... maybe it was somebody in the Trump campaign. I was thinking maybe Roger Stone or something at this point. Because, you know, they always did crazy stuff and they knew that their fan base was crazy. And then the guy from South Africa who ran the channel, or the channel, the chat room, he came out and he said, hey, Q's been gone for a while. Then Q came back. And he's like, this isn't Q, because the guy's like using like 17 exclamation points, and it was all caps, and it's like, this isn't Q. So he went to the message board, and the admin was this guy named Code Monkey, who was one of the owners of 8chan at this point. It was the guy's son, his 30-year-old son. And they got through to him, and they started following him and his dad. And you want to talk about the weirdest fucking father and son tandem ever. The father was into like all these, like, I have hobbies. People have hobbies. I do this podcast. I collect stuff too. I collect those little figurines from Nintendo, the Amiibos. I've spent a lot of money on them, kind of. But I've gotten some deals on them. Like, I got one. This is what started me with that, is I got one, and then I seen how much that they cost after a while because of the collectability of them. So I bought more, and I like them. They're cool. I like Nintendo, so I got them. He's into pens, which is fine. I got this fountain pen from Germany. He's got like an unhealthy obsession with them. I got this Mont Blanc whatever. It was like a $1,500 pen. Like, I was going to get one because I have the Amex Platinum, and you get a Saks Fifth Avenue credit. So I'm like, ah, dude, that's cool. I could just buy a nice pen. It's like a $50 pen or maybe a $75 pen. I'll pay $25 for it. Just say I have a nice pen. $1,500 pen for a ballpoint pen. It's like carbon fiber. This guy has like all of them. And it was the same pen that was in a lot of Q's post. So right there you have like a... Okay, this is getting weird. And then the interviewer, like the documentarian was like, hey, why did you buy 8chan? And there is no office for 8chan. We really don't make money off of 8chan. Then why do you have it? And then the guy and his son, they just kept making these references, and they were making the references, and then Q came out and put the references on 8chan. And like I said, they sounded like they were originally from like a 50-year-old man who maybe been in the ex-military or has some sort of stuff, like some background. Like, they put it in there a lot, they worded it a lot nicer, and then it went from like a 30-year-old, like somebody in their late 20s, early 30s, like really into tech and doing all this stuff. And then you got basically those two, and you're like, this, are you guys Q? No, we're not Q, but we confirmed it. And they kept calling him a LARP, which is short for live action role play, like the thing that they did in Role Models, like McLovin did in Role Models and that Paul Rudd did with him. And they just kept saying, and then the guy had a thing for pens. He was always posting pens, and then he was always posting watches, like expensive watches. He had a lot of expensive pens and watches. And then I'm like, these motherfuckers are Q. And it's like, no, we're not Q. We're not Q. And at the very end, like, I'll tell you, because it basically happened, we all know, on January 6th, like, the guy just kept getting, like, he seemed like he was weird, but he was, like, all right. And then you seen that he had, like, he lied a lot. Like, they both just lied and lied and lied throughout the whole documentary. And then it just kept coming out. Like, he kept going back, the documentarian. And, dude, they keep saying this. And look at what they say. And then they keep lying and contradicting themselves. And then all of a sudden Q went off of the air, and dude went on Twitter. The young guy, his name is the father's Jim Watson, and the younger, the son is Ron Watson. And like, Jim Watson had all these porn websites, and he made a lot of money off him. And it was like, not even like Pornhub. Like, it was like really like, you are disgusting. Like, you're Eugene and Rusty from The Simpsons, that episode with the burlesque house. This goes beyond our Eugene and Rusty, the two perverts there who look like they have holes in their pockets. That's their, like, a pervert's kind of porn site. And they operated a couple of them out of America so they can put them over in Japan, and they can have like loopholes, because Japan had a lot of like, but it was weird. They were weird porn sites. It's not even like they were like, they were just fucking weird. And then the son, Ron, he went to Japan with them, and he's like, yeah, we're going to do some business in Japan. And, by the way, you should check out Soapland. See if that's something you're interested in. And it's basically a Japanese bathhouse where the girls oil you and themselves up, and they jerk you off. And I'm just, wow, dude, these two are fucking strange. Like, why? Like, something's up with these two. Like, I'm telling you, if you thought Tiger King was crazy, you gotta watch this shit. This shit will blow your fucking mind. So I get to the point where I'm like watching it and I'm waiting. And at the very end, after all this shit and all this is said and done, these two fucking weirdos who are just not only weirdos, but they're like evil villains. Like if you seen them in your neighborhood, you would fucking keep a close eye on them. And they're like the type that would troll you to the fact where maybe one of you would, like one of your neighbors would try to fucking kill them. And then it's, that's how fucked these guys are. But at the very end, Jim Watson goes to the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th, where Trump and Roger Stone and all them were like, we're going to go down there. We're going to go to the rally. And we're going to march down the Capitol where the insurrection happened, and they storm the Capitol with their Q flags. When we go on, we go all. And then he was introducing, this is Code Monkey's dad, because Ron Watson became big on Twitter. And when Q went off the air, he would just went fucking silent on these websites that they owned, these like forums. He started posting on Twitter, and he used Roger Stone's guy to help him with these algorithms so people would actually like start seeing all their stuff. And he's like, the documentarian, hey Ron, I noticed you've been really heavy on Twitter before he got kicked off after the insurrection. You've been really heavy on Twitter. He's like, yeah, you know, I used the thing that those guys talked about if we got in contact with Q. And I said, let me try it. And then he's like, yeah, you know, too bad we don't know who Q is. And then he cracked a smile and started laughing. No, I don't know who Q is. It's like, you motherfucker, you just basically told everybody you're Q. They didn't confirm it. It's not confirmed. But essentially, these two assholes, American expats in the Philippines, are Q. And I'm like, you motherfucker. That just pisses me off now that... all this shit started because of fucking two jack-offs. That are American citizens who just wanted to fucking cause chaos, and they did. They knew what to do. They knew how to get the... the people who followed them, it's... I knew people, college graduates, that were like QAnon. Yeah, he's... I'm like, you are an educated person. Why are you following this? Like, this makes no sense to me. Like, I couldn't even believe, like, what was going on with it. Like, I don't know. Like, they just knew how to... And they had the one general on there who they had to have read the book. And he got the name Q, too. It wasn't a clearance from a... He got it from a book from some Italian guy who basically let a ruse about Satanism in Italy. The main character's name was Q. And he's like, well, you never read that book. But it was the same premise. Like, literally, these guys literally fucking fooled millions of Americans to believe their bullshit. And they caused an insurrection. I just want people to know out there. I just have a question for all of them. I'm probably never going to get the answer, but I have a serious question for these people. How does it feel to know that you looked up to this fucking conspiracy that was made by a father and son duo of American expats in the Philippines who were in the cheesy porn, and basically Q was a guy, a 30-year-old fucking weirdo who likes to get jerked off in Japanese bathhouses. How does that make you feel that you fucking are probably going to jail? You've lost a lot of fucking friends and family because you got duped into believing some bullshit from a 30-year-old who likes to get jerked off in Japanese bathhouses for no reason other than to cause chaos and mayhem. Oh my God. And the worst part about it was, like, I'll just say it, getting political, but not political. I didn't like George W. Bush, but if George W. Bush saw some shit like that, George W. Bush wouldn't be stupid enough to believe that. He wouldn't go retweeting it. He wouldn't talk. He was like, hey, no, I don't know anything about QAnon. I just know they're like me. He would say, yeah, fuck QAnon. This wasn't the whole Trump administration and that. Everybody talked about politics, this, don't bring politics in and that. This wasn't about politics. And this just proved that this wasn't about politics. Because I know Republicans. I disagree with them. I still get along with them. I still hang out with them. I'll still have a beer with them. I'll still go to a concert or something with them. This wasn't about politics. This was about a fake billionaire asshole and two fucking expats. They literally mind-fucked you for no reason other than that they could. And then they brought politics involved. They made politics the whole key about this. Oh, don't get political. Don't get political. This had nothing to do with politics, people. This had nothing to do with a bunch of guys, men and women, like, oh, having ideological disagreements. It's like John Boehner said, because they were talking about Ted Cruz, because now Ted Cruz is jumping on this conspiracy bandwagon, and fuck Ted Cruz. And if you know me too, I lived in Austin, Texas for a little bit, for about a year, a little less than a year. It's like my Texas is like my second home. Ted Cruz went to Cancun while they had one of the worst storms and shut the grid down. The grid just went down because they're on their own power grid. People were shitting in bags because they couldn't even fill their toilets up to flush them, or they had to melt snow if they were lucky to flush them. And this dude went to Cancun, and he's like, I just dropped my daughters off there. They just said, Dad, let's go to Cancun. By the way, he stayed at the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun. Oh, yeah, you know, we got to think about Pittsburgh over Paris. And Pittsburgh was like, and I hate Pittsburgh. I live in Philadelphia. But we're Pennsylvanians. Pittsburgh was like, Ted Cruz, fuck you. Keep your name out of my mouth. But former Speaker of the House, John Boehner, has been coming out. He was a Republican. And he said, hey, man, you know, a lot of these guys are just assholes, essentially. His new book, I heard an excerpt from it. He was talking about, hey, you know what? I was a... You never know what, like, he gave, like, an inspirational quote at the end. Yeah, you know, you never know, you know, I was, sweeping bars in Southwest Ohio or Southeast Ohio, and then next thing you know, I was Speaker of the House. Don't, like, basically one of those, don't give up on your dreams, you never know what can happen, but you still gotta work hard. P.S. Fuck you, Ted Cruz. Because he even said, hey, I had disagreements with these people, but I still fucking got along with them. We had ideological differences, but there's more to it than that. Like, it's all about power at this point. You can tell who's a patriot and who cares about their country. This has gone beyond politics. This is about power at this point. Like Liz Cheney, who's a staunch conservative. They were trying to get rid of her in the Republican Party because she voted to impeach Trump a second time. She's like, no, we can't have this. This is not American. And you can tell right there, this is nothing about politics anymore. This was about assholes trying to get power and cause chaos. It's almost like a fucking low-budget Bond. These guys were basically low-budget Bond villains. And Q, the Hollywood elite are eating babies and raping children, and Trump's going to help us stop. Also Q, hey man, you want to go to a Japanese bathhouse and get jerked off? That's the only thing I'm going to say is to these people now, how do you feel now knowing that you basically risked your life because five people died? You risk your life over a conspiracy from a 30-something expat who didn't even live in the country and pretty much he didn't want to be an American anymore. A 30-year-old expat who... You took orders from a 30-year-old expat who liked to get jerked off in Japanese bathhouses. Well, that's enough for me today. Hopefully, I'm going to try to get some guests on the show now because I feel that it really does help the show out. Like, all my shows... whenever there's a guest on, it does so much better because the dialogue's better and everything like that. And yeah, I mean, that there's just more stuff. You can do more stuff with other people involved. I'm going to try to get some guests on here more or less, talk about some shit. Like I said, Brian Brewington said he wanted to come on again. He's going to come on again. We talked about the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight. Did great, especially in Ireland. Which leads me to believe that Ireland hates McGregor just as much as we did. So let me put it this way with Ireland. Love Ireland. I love the Irish people. I don't like Irish Americans as much, even though most of my friends are Irish Americans and my mother is an Irish-American and Russian. But Ireland, we love you, baby. We're going to come back. And that's it for the show. Like I said, I'm going to try to get some guests on here. I just got a new rig. The audio quality on here has probably been a lot better. And I hope to hear from you soon. Listen to the show. We are on Anchor, but Anchor's great. Spotify just bought them, so... you can listen to this podcast on Spotify. Search for us on Spotify. Search for us on Apple Podcasts. We are on pretty much everything. You got an iPhone? Guess what? You got our podcast. You got Spotify? You got our podcast. You got Android? You got our podcast. You can get our podcast on Spotify. You can get our podcast on the Anchor app. Like, there's so much you can listen to us on. And Spotify seems to be our number one. So thank you, Spotify. I'm not giving you a free, like, basically you own Anchor now. So we're on your thing. But yeah, listen to us on Spotify, and we're on Apple Podcasts too. Who doesn't have a Spotify? Who doesn't have an Apple device? There's no way you can't listen to us now. So search for us. We're going to put the links in the bio too, or links in the description. And we're going to try to start a TikTok too, because that's really going to help us out. So look for us on TikTok. Listen to us on Spotify. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends. We're coming back, baby. Johnny Albatross signing out. Peace.